back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. This week I've got some really good news for you. If we look at the market, by the time I'm recording this here, the price of Bitcoin is at 13,428, which is equivalent to a 2.3% increase in the last 24 hours and 14% in the last 7 days. I think that's fantastic news. And one reason why I believe that is if we compare it to the stock exchange, the US stock exchange, or the gold price, then there is a decoupling happening. It is not confirmed yet. That will take some time, but at least there is a decoupling at the moment. This is the chart since beginning of October. And the red line is the red curve is the US stock exchange. The blue is the gold price. And so you see there's a significant gap, especially since yesterday, where we had a huge drop in the stock exchange, in the US stock exchange, to Bitcoin. So I think that's great news. It's to be expected because it's a complete different asset commodity. And so let's see what will happen. The other good news is PayPal. PayPal decided to get involved in cryptocurrencies. And so you can buy now some cryptocurrencies on their platform. And the great news is because they have got over 340 million users. And you can, by using PayPal, pay for services and goods. And you can now use, for example, Bitcoin to pay for services and goods. But at least that they're offering this here to this huge community is, I think, fantastic news. Also, one that I have to take with a smile is our friends from JP Morgan, one of the largest financial institutions in the world. And in 2017, Jamie Dimon, their CEO, said that Bitcoin is a fraud and will blow up. He also said that if he finds somebody in his organization trading cryptocurrencies, that person will be fired on the spot. Now, like in politics, things can change significantly and dramatically. And so this has happened. This was published 2 days ago by JP Morgan, where they're now saying Bitcoin has considerable upside as it better competes with gold as an alternative currency. I find that fantastic news because an organization embedded in the old system like JP Morgan suddenly changes their opinion 180 degrees is for me extremely bullish. Not financial advice, but for me that's a bullish sign. So, one thing I'd like to focus on is it's a question that a lot of people are asking us in regards to private keys and public keys. So I'd like to spend a few minutes on that subject. And for that, I pulled up a website called iancoleman.io because this is uses the content fantastically well. And so there's somebody in Bitcoin or a team that came up with this process of how to convert a private key into a public key, and they expanded that. And now a lot of different cryptocurrencies are using the same process. And that's why it's called BIP39 or BIP44, because it's Bitcoin Improvement Protocol, but other currencies are using that. So I just clicked on generated on 24 words. And so out of a repository, the system generated 24 words. And those are the words that you need to remember. When you generate a wallet, for example, you create a new wallet, the wallet will generate those 24 words. And those are the ones that you have to remember because everything derives from those 24 words. So with a little bit, this is a little bit technical here, but from those 24 words, we deduct the private key. From that private key, we deduct the public key, and that public key then generates the address. Yeah, so, and the reason that is done is that there's no way in the world that you can get back to the private key. That's why cryptocurrency is so secure. Yeah, and so what you do is you take the private key, you hash it. That's a special cryptographic process. And with that, you generate the public key. And the public key is hashed twice, and that generates the address. The reason that this is done is that there might be in future some computers that are able to deduct from the public key the private key. They don't exist yet, but we're thinking well ahead in the future, and that's why we are using the address as the key that you send to other people in case you want to receive some Bitcoin or so. So this is all the magic behind it. It's based on those 24 words. Those 24 words generate the private key. The private key generates the public key, and the public key generates the address, and address is what we use. And that set is used in many other, like here, cryptocurrencies. They use the same process. Anyway, that's it from me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Thank you very much for watching. Please leave a like. It helps us. We need to grow. And yeah, come back next week. Thank you very much for watching. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder, we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So you should only spend what you can afford to lose.